This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Browns have scored more than 18 points in one of nine games this year. Let me repeat that.
We're not very good. Is that what you're trying to say?
The Browns have scored more than 18 points in one of nine games, 10 games this year. And how do you throw for 395 yards and no interceptions and A, lose, and B, don't score more than 14? I mean, I can't look at Jameis Winston and think that he was anything but really good yesterday. And yet they scored only 14 points.
Yeah, we're going to talk Jameis
coming up in a little bit.
You know, when they came back, they hit the two-point conversion, game tied at 14. I'm like, you know what, they got a chance. Maybe they can win, short week. Maybe you can kind of turn that frown upside down. And man, whoa, what happened? And who are we blaming? And what's the right thing to do? And how do you not overreact? And how do you underreact? How mad were fans after the game last night, Jeff?
It was the nastiest post game we've had in a very long time.
Really?
Yeah, it was nasty.
So does apathy set in now?
Folks were really mad.
I will say, Dana,
didn't you think folks were really mad yesterday?
There were a couple that I had to calm down more than typical.
That's before they even get on the air.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'd have to answer them in the back, and they would start yelling, and I would look at them and go, look outside. Is the sun still out? Yeah, you're okay.
You really say that to them?
Oh, about three people.
Oh, wow.
They were like, yeah, you're right. The sun is out, and it's November. All right. Yeah,
it was good
for you.
By the way, can I pick a nit?
Sure.
Why would you go for two? You get a penalty, and it moves the ball to the one, okay?
Yeah.
If you want it to, right?
Yeah.
So you do if you want to go for two. And then you throw the pass. Well, don't you move it to the one because you think you can run it in from the one? And that's why you go for two instead of going for the tie?
Jeff, we don't have Taysom Hill on our team. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
I mean, if you were going to throw a pass, you should have just gone for two in the first place.
Maybe they were trying to catch him off guard.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. 216-474-0092. We go to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ryan is with us. Hello, Ryan.
Rhino.
Gentlemen.
Ann Arbor now. Is there any place you don't visit?
I think it's really cool because 99% of my working scenarios in yesteryears were all in one spot.
Wow.
And long story short, I got a gig that says, hey, where do you want to go? I said, hey, here's where I want to go. I digress on me.
Yeah, go.
Is this the office I step into for Browns Therapy Monday, please?
It's the only place.
Oh, let me exhale. Let me put my feet up here. All right, hey, side note, Menigan, I do a mean Joe Pesci. I don't know if you want to.
Let's hear it. I want to hear it.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah. All right, 92.3 casino style. Where you get off going over my head. I'm what counts out here, pal. That's your country club or your TV show or your radio show. And where do you get off going on the radio? You know, I get calls from back home thinking you would bet, you know what? You're warned, you mutt. I'm what counts out here. That's about all I got.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, well done,
that's
right?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you I saw a woman with a big old tattoo of Danny DeVito, not Joe Pesci. Danny DeVito on her calf.
Yeah, I give my Joe Pesci a D-, but I digress, man. I tell you, man, you know, I I'm trying to be glass half full mentality because I'm a diehard Browns fan, dog pound Thursday. And again, before I begin, I'm going to bury in the Browns that be. I want to say the consolation prize, if there is one, is to punch Pittsburgh in the belly this Thursday. This is our Super Bowl. As disgusting as it sounds, because we should have been trying for the real Super Bowl. But if there's any consolation prize, man, you better show up in the dog pound this Thursday and at a stadium and showcase, you know, that at least you give a darn. You know what I mean? Because this Browns team, while it is lackluster, there is one more darn important game, and it's this Thursday, man. And if you can't get you're ready for something this important against our arch rival, man, I don't consider you a Browns fan. Now, disaster control, man. I tell you, this Barry guy, he really, really shouldn't even look himself in the mirror. I don't know how he's walking tall, because I can assure you, if you lived in any other country, Barry, if you took someone's $250 million, a billionaire, and messed with the city's psychological scenario, it took away the possibility of a real scenario, you'd be... Firing is the last thing you'd be worried about right now. I can assure you, do not let the door hit you with the good Lord split you. This is a guy that really should be fired. And again, the Browns should assess, obviously, another GM like a Dorsey or something who knows what they're doing with football, because this is the best sports city in the world, and we deserve better. That is a passion of ours. It's football. And to be laughed at and mocked by the rest of the football world and the country is disgusting. And again, this is a team that was supposed to go far, and I know there's injuries, and I know there's other scenarios, but I tell you, man, just the scenario in which we could have kept Baker and kept those three draft picks and moved forward, but instead we got junk. We got junk. We got a guy Watson with his luggage. We didn't need that. We didn't need that black cloud over our city, and we got it, and it really hit us hard. And I can assure you, man, I don't know if you hear my anger, but this is the most disgusting year. That's non-biased perspective, non-prisoner of the moment, Andy, Jeff, Menigan. This is the worst season in Browns history. With that being said, gentlemen, I love you guys, but I really despise Barry. And I tell you, man, if there's anything that we can get out of this is a win Thursday and seeing Barry get fired live on TV. Anyway, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Joe Pesci, thank you very much. That was Joe doing his Ryan in Avon Lake, North Olmsted.
He's out of breath right now.
Ann Arbor, Las Vegas impression.
Do we, I mean, obviously because you're general manager, you get the credit or the disappointment if a pick or transaction doesn't work, but do we know that he was ultimately behind this, making sure we get Deshaun Watson?
We have no idea who was ultimately behind, because as Andrew said in his press conference during the bye week, we were all on board.
Yeah, I would say, well, it's everybody then.
We were all on board.
All right.
It's what they said, right?
Yeah, they were all on board.
Those words came out of his mouth.
Yep.
All on board. Ed is in Avon Lake, home of the Shoreman.
Hello, Ed.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're hanging in. It's going to be a long day today. I got a feeling. Just got a feeling. It's a therapy Monday, man.
I hear a lot of people complaining.
Yeah.
I got up at 5:58 this morning so I could call in at 6 o'clock. But when I turned it on, I realized no one was going to call. So I just hung up and went back to bed. But anyways, that guy...
You mean no one was going to answer? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
But that makes more
sense. No, you look at Green Bay in the air because nobody cares about the Browns anymore.
Oh, I got you. Okay, now it makes sense. Okay, so sir. I'm a little slow.
You guys are all blaming the wrong people.
Who should we be blaming? Well, Jeff and I are trying to figure out.
We're not blaming anybody.
I blame Jeff. I think this is all Jeff's fault.
The whole thing's kind of a mess.
Just hear me out.
Yeah.
We need to blame the NFL front office and the commissioner of the NFL.
Hmm. New one? Okay.
You know why?
No, fill me in. Enlighten me.
For allowing Deshaun to continue to play?
Give us our franchise back. Give us our franchise back. We didn't want an expansion franchise. Give us our franchise back.
So we're going to move the Baltimore Ravens here?
The Browns. Nobody can fix them. Haslam can't fix them. Barry can't fix them. And why isn't Haslam at the podium today?
Well, owners usually don't speak unless you're Jerry Jones after games.
Until the end of the season. They do one press conference here.
You've got to get this guy on the air and start putting his feet to the fire. He's to blame. You got to start criticizing him a lot more. Forget about the coach, the GM. We've had 72 of these guys rotate through here.
You got to start attacking the owner.
We got to attack him.
We have
Jeff,
to attack.
Jeff, it's on you, man. I told you it's your fault, Jeff.
Here's the thing. Ed, the owner, to me, has done maybe one thing that's wrong. Okay? The one thing that's...
The
one thing that's wrong is this. If, in fact, the owner is the one who insisted on the trade for Deshaun Watson, there you go. I can't even be that mad about insisting on drafting Johnny Manziel because it was the 22nd pick in the draft. I can't. And if you want to blame the owner for not drafting Josh Allen when you had the chance and John Dorsey like Baker Mayfield, blame the owner for that. To me, that's the issue.
You want to blame the owner? Blame the owner every time. I find it interesting as we've sat here for 13 years and people get mad at owners and they get mad at general managers. And then all of a sudden this team starts to win and they're like, oh, we are so lucky. This is so great.
Well, it's
Jeff, I'm never, ever, ever going back to the ballpark again because they changed the name. Oh, wait a minute. There were like 2 million people there this year. I get it. We're all in the, we're in the moment right now. We're yelling about where your feet are right now. I get it. I understand it.
Folks are upset with Browns ownership because the Browns aren't winning, but the owner spends tons of money. Doesn't blink when it comes to spending money. Folks don't.
Maybe that's a problem.
Folks don't like the Guardians ownership because they don't spend enough money. But by God, they win. So
wait till the Cavs lose a game.
What do you want? You want an owner that spends money and wins because we have one that doesn't spend big money and wins and people don't like him. And we have one that spends a ton of money and the team doesn't win consistently over the last 4 years, 5 years,
yeah,
and people don't like him.
How's that being mad at Dan Gilbert thing working out for all those folks when LeBron left the first time? Still mad at him? How's that working out?
Joe's in Shaker Heights.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. You guys do a good job. I was reminded yesterday of another problem, of another mistake by DePodesta and Barry, and I want them out. Harvard or not, Yale or not, wherever they went, we have too many of those guys. In my business career, those people who went to those schools aren't all that, but he's enamored with them. Anyway, when I saw Grant Delpit play yesterday, I thought of 6 years ago when the Browns had the chance to take Antoine Whitfield, who's now with Tampa Bay. Antoine Whitfield, whose dad was at Ohio State.
Yep.
And Garfield High School in Akron, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, he's terrible. Delpit's terrible. He's very erratic. Of course he makes a good play now and again. Of course. He is such an erratic, half-assed tackler. And we could have had Antoine. And he's maybe the best player in the National Conference. He's one of the highest paid. But Barry and DePodesta thought he was 5'8", 5'9". Let's go for a 6'2 guy who has a reputation of not being a great tackler. I mean, if these guys ran an airline, they'd hire guys who are not so good on takeoffs, not so good on landings, but fairly good on takeoffs.
Joe, thank you very much.
I think we all have one of those players that we look at and go, why didn't they take this guy? Tristan Wirfs is one of those guys for me. I watch him play.
It's all over the place, yeah. Andy. It's all over the place.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network.
Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. And this is Greg in Cleveland. Hello, Greg.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
How you all doing this morning?
We're hanging in. A lot of people not happy about your Browns.
Yeah, that's just embedded in, you know, it's ingrained in us. We, you know, we come up in this region and we just have a love for the Browns. And some of us don't even know why. You know, we've just been conditioned to love the Browns because
DNA, man. It's in our DNA. You know,
it's your team.
Yeah.
It's your team, Greg.
I do want to say the sky's not falling. It's okay. We woke up this morning, and even though we suck in football, we can find other ways to make ourselves happy in our lives. I don't want to see anybody fired on national TV. I don't want to, you know, I am at the point, though, where I'm ready to let the whole regime go. And I've never been there with Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, but I'm ready for everybody to go. I think you need to bring in a veteran who's done it before with a young offensive guy who's probably up and coming to run the offense. But this has to go. Everything. Like, I'm sorry. It just has to go. We can't keep on putting a square peg in a round hole expecting it to work. Like, these decisions, some of the decisions that were made this year made no sense, and we see what was the outcome.
Greg, thank you very much. I think Kevin Stefanski is a good football coach. I do. The two Coach of the Year honors, okay, somebody voted him Coach of the Year. I thought he did a nice job coaching this team. And this year, it has not worked. I don't know if one year you bail on a guy. It happens all the time in the NFL. And it could certainly happen. I mean, there's no question it could certainly happen. And I think there's been a lot of talk about how good the roster is. I've always had my doubts about how good the roster is. I think there are some talented football players. I think they made some nice free agent signings. I think they made some nice trades. You build a football team through the draft, and they've not drafted well. I mean, that it's just they flat out haven't drafted well. Part of the reason is because they didn't have the best picks because they went to Houston.
True.
Part of the reason.
And yeah.
Sorry, that can't be ignored here. Chris is in Cleveland. Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're hanging in. How about you?
I'm okay. So, basically, I was calling. I feel like everybody's tripping. I don't know if it's Jimmy Haslam's fault, Stefanski's fault, Berry's fault. But to me, this is the same scenario that happened to the Milwaukee Bucks. So, I'm leaning towards Haslam, even though I like Haslam. I think you brought Vrabel in. He's scaring Stefanski. You took the play calling away from him when that's what he did well. And then you take away Bill Callahan, Van Pelt, and the running backs coach, and we wonder why our offense is bad. Like, to me, it makes no sense. You have all of these parts that left. Even though they aren't players, they were the core of the team, and they had been there. So once they left, things got bad.
Can we cut the Bill Callahan, can we cut the Browns a little slack? He wanted to coach with his son, and then let him out.
I understand that one, but I think – why get rid of Van Pelt? Why get rid of –
Well, that to me doesn't make a lot of – and Dorsey may end up paying the price for that when this is all said and done.
That's true.
And
so might Kevin and so might Andrew Berry.
That's true, yeah.
Dorsey had a quarterback that was better than our quarterback, and his offense was questionable last year. So it was like, why bring this guy in? That was, and who's making all of these decisions? Is this because Stefanski? Is it Berry? Is it – who is this doing all of this?
Chris, so, the one thing that's interesting about this, and to feed off of what you just said, the way this is structured right now, like we had a phone caller yesterday on the postgame show who was livid at Paul DePodesta and said it was all his fault. And I said, well, how do you know? What does he do? And he said, you tell me what he does. And I said, well, I would assume he consults with ownership and with the coaching staff and with the front office. He's the chief strategy officer is what his title is. But they've never told us exactly what he does. So to deflect blame here or to blame someone, I don't know exactly who to blame on everything. It all goes back to ownership, and ownership will tell you that. Kevin Stefanski will tell you it's all on him. You know, so to me, it's a very, very vague situation here.
And I think they all have to just sit down in a room and get it together, because really it's the same scenario that played out last year with the injuries, with people like that. The only difference is we won with it. You know, we had backup quarterbacks. We had backup running backs. We had a second string O-line. We had all of these parts last year. He just won with it. And now it's, you know, everybody who was screaming, great job last year, screaming, oh, you guys suck now. So it's like, where's the grace at all for any of these guys?
Chris, thank you for the phone call. The way that things are structured, Andy, I think, you know, it's like in some organizations, it's real clear. This guy's in charge and he's doing this and this guy's doing this. The Paul DePodesta factor here is interesting, because nobody's exactly sure how much power Paul has here. No one's, I don't think, completely sure how much power Andrew Berry has because of Paul DePodesta, vice versa. And is the owner calling the shots on picking up a quarterback? You know, that's, we might see before the end of the season, at the end of the season, who's calling certain shots by who's still here.
I just, I mean, the way things are going, and as you said at the beginning of the show, there's just no way this structure is going to look the same way it does at the end. When this season's all, well, there's no way they're coming back with all this.
This gets
there's
guys fired.
Just no way.
No.
You can't go, they got to.
You know, one
you got to win three or four here down the stretch to even give you a chance to come back. This isn't even about whether you think there's someone's a good play caller, or you think someone is a good general manager, or you think somebody is, you know, giving you good advice. Someone is going to end up paying the price for this season, because it never should have been this way. It never. Now, injuries, I can understand. Like, no one wants to see a player like we saw yesterday, you know, get your leg broken. And no one was planning on any of that stuff. But when there are games that you're in and you're losing games by less than a touchdown, there you can see some light at the end. I didn't see any light at the end of the tunnel yesterday. That fourth
I
quarter
did.
Was you did?
Yeah,
well,
through
on
three,
offense, through on offense, a little
through
bit
through three quarters.
Yeah, maybe two and a little bit.
I didn't
into
think the
third.
Browns were playing great football, but after three quarters, you go into the fourth quarter and it's 14-0.
Yeah, but you still need to execute.
Oh, I know.
And but with that, how can you have an offense that can't score more than 20 points a game?
You tell
you
me.
You heard Darryl.
I have
like,
no idea.
These numbers are worse than 99.
Well, and Andy.
They're worse than 99. And the other hard part about it is, you look again, Deshaun doesn't have any 300-yard games. You got backups coming in off the street.
Andy, he didn't have a 200-yard game this year. Jameis Winston in three starts has two 300-yard games.
And we all know what Flacco did last year. Look, it was a bad move to bring him in. It just was. And it set the franchise back by five years.
To bite the bullet
they
and,
just
and
need
somehow
to lean, yes,
move
they,
on.
They
somehow.
Need to lean into it and say, we made a mistake. We've got to figure out a way out of this thing. I don't even know you can say trust us. Just if you can be patient with the process, we're going to get this thing back up on its feet. We know how close we were when Baker was here. We get it. I mean, we saw it, and they thought they could upgrade, and they were wrong. If you can lean into it and just admit that you were wrong, you made a mistake, a monumental mistake, I think people might be a little more forgiving.
To me, the monumental mistake isn't moving on from Baker. It was going and getting Deshaun.
So you're saying they should have stayed with Baker?
No, I at that point, they should have, but I would have looked for another quarterback as well. I think Baker's doing a nice job in Tampa. But I don't consider him one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league.
Where would we be now if we had him? And I don't want to play that game. I really don't.
Well, where you would be, though, is you'd have competent quarterback play.
Right.
And a bunch more draft choices.
Well, the one thing
that you can either hit on or not.
The good thing about Jameis is you can do some evaluation, right? Like, look at all the wide receivers and how
we've heard all that.
But I mean, you can see how the wide receivers have emerged.
And
the offensive line
looks
a little bit better.
A little bit.
And the offensive line looks better. So, I'm not trying to dump everything on one player, but that is going to go down.
Well, it's one move, and that without question. I saw it written that it was the worst contract in the history of professional sports over the weekend.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. the plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence, and the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.